It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies feline with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Departure from last night's game is he threw a ball into a crowd. He didn't throw it very hard. It may have landed softly in someone's lap in the second row behind the basket. He hopes to have his 16th technical rescinded. It seemed pretty weak. He thought he got fouled. He went down on the floor to get it. And while he was complaining before the play was blown dead, I guess he looked over to the ref and said something. Before he got tied up, and then the ref threw him out of the game or gave him a second technical that had him thrown out of the game. We will see. That's kind of the last part of that equation. And then, obviously, LeBron, after the game, said what he said. Okay, so the Astros play today, and it's the first time. I don't know if you'll be able to see it live because, as I said early in the show, we don't have a local channel that's going to show the game. You may be able to see it if you go through MLB's, I think they call it Game Pass or something, or there are alternative ways, and maybe the opponent's broadcast will have it. So I found a site. We'll see if it works. But Jose Altuve is going to play left for the first time in an Astros uniform, right? He might have played left at some point for some reason, but right?
He's only played second base in, like, a game of shortstop.
Okay, that was the other position. Okay, for some reason I thought someone said, well, he might have been out there for an inning or something, but yeah.
No, Chandler Rome, when he was on with Gallant and George earlier this offseason, when this was still kind of, like, fresh and, like, was still percolating out there, of like, is this even real? He said that Jose Altuve has literally,
never
as a professional, never played in the outfield.
Okay, that sounds correct, and it is. I just, for some reason, when I heard that he had played another position, thought it was outfield. But yeah, you just told me a shortstop. So he'll make his debut in left field, and that begins our camp update. And Sean, you chose MLB on Fox Music yesterday. What's the music today? There it is.
I wish there was a song called Left Field.
Yeah,
maybe
we don't have one of those yet.
Is Fogarty still with us? Can you get on that?
I don't know that he's dead. Is John Fogarty dead? Let's see. He's alive. I don't know if he's making music at 79 years old. Soon to be 80.
He could definitely still make music.
I didn't say he couldn't. I'm just not sure he's interested
if he
in
wants
making
to.
Music. Yeah, I'm not sure he's interested
hey, Mr.
at 80
Fogarty,
years old.
Can you make a song about Jose Altuve?
Particularly a ripoff of his very popular song about a left fielder who's never done before. I'm not sure he's interested in doing all that. Doesn't feel like
Weird Al to do that.
Doesn't feel like it's got a chance at commercial success. It's very limited audience he'd be casting to when it comes to that. But John Fogarty telling us about how great it is to play baseball, I guess, in center field.
I did some research before the show today.
Okay.
Looking for more baseball songs.
Okay.
There's not that many.
No.
There's not that many.
Mostly this and theme songs.
Yeah.
From networks who have had the rights to broadcast baseball. So,
yeah, or like Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, whatever. Don't need to play that on this show, thankfully. So Altuve, will play left today. Luis Garcia, there's an update from Brian McTaggart. Well, from Espada, but McTaggart tweeted it. Luis Garcia hit 90 miles per hour in his bullpen yesterday, and he's getting close to facing hitters. So we've gotten two relatively positive updates the last couple of days. McCullers is getting close to facing and getting live BP in, and now Luis Garcia going to face guys. So I'm putting it at earliest May that those guys pitch.
For the Astros?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go at the earliest time we'll see those guys is in May, but they're getting ever closer to coming back, and that'd be nice just to know that they can still do it. It's been a while for both. But Altuve playing left today and leading off. Paredes and Walker, to your newest acquisitions, follow him. No Yordan, but Yiner's in there. So
okay, I was going to ask, is this like the dress rehearsal?
No, it's not.
Game? Okay.
No, it is not.
I don't even know if they do the dress rehearsal
in
game.
Baseball. Maybe when they come to town, when they're playing the Space Cowboys in a game when they get back, so maybe they'll do it then for that reason, because they're doing it in front of all the fans, at least in their ballpark. Something we should get familiar with is Jake Myers in ninth. He's playing today, so he's out there. So certainly plenty of your regulars, but
so
not all of them.
It's almost a full dress.
It's almost, yes, if you want to call it that. But no Pena and
no Yordan
and no McCormick either, and no Yordan. Yeah,
but we got Altuve in left, starting things off, and we got Myers in center, ending things in nine. You can lock those in.
What an outfield! Yeah, those two you can expect. And for Myers, it feels like you can expect for 115 games this year. They're just, that's their guy, it feels like. We will see. And that leads us to this. We could stay with the Fogarty if you so choose, because there's an article about the biggest surprises for the Astros this offseason. Not the trading of Kyle Tucker, although it does play a part in this. Not the letting go of Alex Bregman. It's the fact that they did not acquire an impactful outfielder. And I think, much like when you get an injured player back at the All-Star break, the Astros will say, excuse me, we just put an all-time great in left field. How is that not impactful for an outfielder?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Add a guy with like a 900 OPS last year to the outfield.
A two-time World Series champions in the outfield. Like one of the most clutch postseason hitters in all of baseball.
MVP winner.
Is in the outfield. We added him to our outfield. What are you talking about, ESPN.com? What are you saying? So when we joke about Jake Myers in center and Altuve in left and eventually Chaz, everyone's paid attention. Not just us. The entire league's like, wait a minute. What are they doing? What are they doing there? Now, the positive side, particularly if you lean into what Jeremy Branham always talks about, is that Altuve's metrics in left field, defensive metrics, sure, he won't be great, but he'll be better in left than he was at second.
Yeah. So if he's as bad as he is at fielding second, but he just doesn't in left field, that's actually better.
It's better for the team. And Fromber is a ground ball pitcher, so you want people who can handle that.
Hunter Brown also a ground ball pitcher.
Your roster, particularly your top two pitchers, would benefit from him being in left as opposed to being at second.
I can't wait, and it might not happen today, but when, like, baseball, like national baseball media, national baseball fans, like fans that are, or fans of teams that aren't the Astros, it might be opening day. It might be maybe after this game for some. When they're like, wait, they moved Altuve to left field? When the casuals, when the people outside of the, we talk about the Astros basically every day for our jobs, when they are like, wait, what? Explain to me again what's happening with Altuve.
Why are they doing this?
Why? What could possibly... Because part of it is that they didn't really... I mean, they did add second baseman, but they didn't add anyone noteworthy. Like, they didn't add the Jeff Kent that moved Craig Biggio out there. Like, they... It's that, like, wait, Dubon's just going to be playing second base?
Yeah, what's it to you? And? Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, Mauricio Dubon moved Altuve at the left. That's how it'll be looked at by some people.
Can't wait to explain it to my family in like May why this is happening.
Thankfully, my family either isn't here or doesn't care about baseball. So when they don't come to me, ask my mother comes to me, ask me sports questions about the big stuff, like what time the Super Bowl starts or
5 Central.
Or she's an East Coast person, but sure. Yeah. But yes. Or who's playing in the game? When do the playoffs start? Things like that where I can, it's very simple. I don't have to explain to her, and she, it wouldn't matter why the best player in Nationals history is moving left. She wouldn't care.
Luckily.
But you have to at some point explain that to people. Yeah.
Luckily, it's unclear if she knows who Jose Altuve is.
It's not unclear. She doesn't.
Okay.
It's not unclear.
It's unclear to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that on her.
I will put she doesn't know who Altuve is out there and be correct.
Okay.
Shout out to my mom. She's on a cruise with family. Probably having a great time.
Probably talking about it.
Like, unlikely.
Missing the dress rehearsal game.
How dare she? Now she's too busy winning like $1,400 from the casino and not giving it back. She just put it in her pocket, which is something unique to her.
Wow.
So credit to her. Growth is what we call that. Don't give any of it back if you win it.
I mean, come on.
What? It's $1,400 bucks.
Play a couple slots while you're still on the cruise.
I'm not saying she'll keep that $1,400 in her pocket, but at least for that night.
Oh, okay.
She kept
okay.
it in her pocket.
Okay.
Which I say is growth. I mean, it's like, usually not the case.
Yeah. How many more days are you going to – literally stuck on a boat with the casino.
Yeah, there's a real shot she comes back in the negative. You're right. I mean, but at least for a night, she could say she's a big winner. We got a little time remaining. We'll get to break here, and then we'll hear from Michael Carroll. You know him. He comes on every Friday. It's good stuff to watch. Maybe it's all bad. He'll let us know. But that is our camp update. The big news, we got our guy. His debut in left. The Astros will tweet out stuff, and that's how most of you will probably see any clips because it ain't on TV, at least here. We'll be back with more.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Sean and I were getting ourselves ready for Michael Carroll coming in to talk about what we're going to watch this weekend. Do you know about the economic boycott? Today's the day.
I did not
you
know.
You should only buy local today. Don't order anything online. Don't go to any other major chain. So no Chipotle for you. Go find, possibly, I don't know what you're going to eat.
I mean, I didn't know about this boycott at the start of the sentence, so
understood. But
I was budgeting in some food.
Oh, excuse me, economic blackout is what they're calling it. Not a boycott, but it does the same stuff, where shoppers say they're going to target the major companies to let them know you should be listening to us and our dollars will be heard, or at least in this case, not heard. So I just remembered it. I did see something on social media yesterday. So now what can I do? They say you can't go local. If you want to shop, just do it locally. But today is a day where you don't partake with the national brands. So is there a local spot you can go to for food? Or do you have food already at home that can be made? What's the deal?
Luckily, I went to HEB yesterday.
So you got in before the blackout. Congrats to you.
That you know, I'm sure there will be an effect seen somewhere about this blackout, on this blackout. Uh-huh. But it does take the teeth out of it when it's like, well, I could just do all my shopping the day before. And
yes. So you just buy what you would have bought today, yesterday. Who knows how much of an effect it'll have. And, you know, I saw it from a lead singer of a band. So it's the artsy fartsy people who are pushing this. I don't know if it's going to hit mainstream. Right. But
sorry, Billy Joe Armstrong.
No, it's Haley Williams. I ain't following anyone from Green Day. What do I look like?
I just named a lead singer who's
Billy Corgan,
who seems active. Yeah, you seems been, politically active.
You're gonna go off Billy Corgan too. But yeah, it's out there. I didn't have anyone mention it anywhere. It wasn't on my For You page, so I don't think it has the effect they think it's going to have, but you have the opportunity to have your voice be heard.
Okay, yeah. My For You page is no longer the Ole Miss story. I just closed the loop on earlier this week.
Well, yeah, we should close the loop before we get to Michael Carroll. We didn't mention the names, thankfully, because we could have got sued, because the people behind, or at least the people who were accused of the salacious activities, are saying none of that's true. It was a rumor spread, a vicious rumor spread, and they're going to potentially sue some of the major outlets who pushed the story forward. Pat McAfee is named in some of the letters was written by participants or alleged participants, Antonio Brown, Barstool. So I don't know if Pat McAfee mentioned the names of anyone because that could get him in some trouble. He is saying, I said allegedly. So you always use allegedly to cover yourself. I don't know how well that works when the person involved is citing being doxxed and their public information being spread, all for things that did not happen. So we'll see. He's currently on television doing his thing, so ESPN hasn't put their foot down and probably won't, considering how important he is to them. So there that is.
Also, they haven't actually pressed any charges.
No, they're putting it out there that it is a real possibility. So we will see how that plays out. But
not us.
Hey,
we're good.
We just told you to search up Ole Miss. That's kind of all we did on this show.
I just gave my thoughts on what I never said anything was true. I just, with the facts I was given.
That's right. Protect yourself at all costs. CYA, understood.
Did say it makes sense for a St. Thomas guy to be caught up in this. And I don't take that back.
Really? Yeah, you're just besmirching St. Thomas. Not
St. Thomas wants to hit me with a lawsuit. Go for it.
You want a private school coming after you? They got deep pockets.
Got my own private school behind me, St. Pius X.
Ooh, you think they would come to your defense, or they
Hell
would disassociate?
Yeah.
I feel like
the pride, baby.
I feel like they would disassociate from you very quickly if they had to. Oh, that guy, that kid barely graduated. We're not even sure how he did it. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying we didn't want him here to begin with, but he had us by.
Yeah, I'm a couple years from being on the notable alumni wiki page.
Must not be a very notable alumni group if you're going to make the list.
A lot of athletes.
Then you're never making it. Who's the most notable athlete from St. Pius?
Gary Kubiak.
Okay, there it is. You think you're going to make that list when they have a Super Bowl winning head coach on the list?
There's other people.
Any media members that you can overtake in the next couple of years? I think that might be your best bet.
Probably not. I think I might be number one.
Oh, no one other than you has risen to the level that you've risen to?
If you go off the notable alumni, and let me just double check, make sure I'm not forgetting anyone.
Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead. No, that's California. I'm looking for Houston. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's a baseball player, Justin Anderson, Gary Kubiak. It is another guy named Gary who is a relief pitcher.
Okay.
His last name is hard to pronounce, so I just skipped over it.
Gary Majewski?
Yes. Chris Harrington, Jackson Hurst, an actor.
If you say so, I've never heard of him.
Yes. Cole Stewart. Baseball player.
Yeah, you got a shot here. If this is all they've got, you've got a real shot. It's Gary Kubiak and a bunch of whatever.
Yeah, and an MMA fighter. Who's awesome.
Alex Morono.
Who's awesome. I'll never besmirch Alex Morono.
I don't even know what your career record is, but you're awesome, sir. Probably a great individual as well.
I want no smoke with Alex Morono.
But Cole Stewart, you're ready for that smoke.
Actually, if you see, he graduated 2013. I graduated 2014. So I've met him. I don't know him, but I've met him.
You've been in the same school while he's been in that school at the same time.
I've had a conversation with him.
Okay, yeah. So you don't mind big up in Cole Stewart.
Yes.
Okay.
He's good. Alex Morono's good. And Gary Kubiak. That's my top three. I think there's a spot on Mount Rushmore for me.
I would say get the hell out of here, but looking at the list, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Coming for you, Majewski.
I don't know who they're leaving out, but from what they're giving me on the wiki page, you've got a real shot. Sean Mapes, next. In fact, why aren't you already on the list, considering what they're putting out there? Other than you're the only media person that would be on the list right now, because there's no one else there.
Hey, you're saying it. Does anyone know how to edit Wikipedia?
I'm sure it's not that difficult. I'm sure it can get done. All right, we'll be joined by Michael Carroll when we come back. I'm not sure where he went to high school. Maybe he would fit the notable alumni of that high school as well. We'll find out when we come back. We'll also find out what you should or shouldn't watch. Michael Carroll segment when we get back.
And action!
It's Friday, and so you're probably wondering, what am I going to watch this weekend? Besides all the sports, of course. If you're not sure if you should go to the theater or stay home and binge something, we got you covered on the Del Olalea Show. Time to talk about what you should be watching this weekend with Del Olalea, Sean Mapes, and some guy named Michael Carroll.
Some guy is here, and some guy went to Klein Forest, and the notable
Golden Eagles.
There it is, the notable alumni. That's what you guys.
I don't know. I just added that.
Okay. Notable alumni list at Klein Forest. Little thin, so maybe Michael could make it. They do have an Olympic gold medalist from the 2004 Summer Olympics in Derek Brew. They got a couple NFL players. They got someone known as a science communicator. I'm not sure what that is, but shout out to Darian Wynn.
He talks about science.
I would imagine in a communicative way.
Yeah,
and
very communicative.
Steve Jackson played for the Titans, and they have a former Astro. Well, at least he was drafted by them. He played for Round Rock. Mark Sacamano.
There you go.
So, Michael, don't count yourself out from making the list. I went to a couple high schools, but the one I graduated from was Paramount High School in Long Beach, California. Antonio Pierce went to that school.
Okay.
Dante Basco went to that school. He's better known for – he's been in plenty of things. You'd recognize his
face.
You
mean, from Hook and all that?
Yes.
Oh.
Rufio?
Wow. Yeah, Rufio.
Rufio went to my school. Yeah.
Wow.
Also, guess
I think that
YG went to my school.
YG went to your school?
Yeah. I think Rufio and YG are the top two names that we've said.
Yeah.
Gary Kubiak third.
Jay Book went to my school. Brian Hunter, the baseball player, went to my school as well.
Wow.
He played – the one who played for the Braves and the Phillies and stuff like that. Brian Jordan played for the Falcons, but Brian Hunter played for the Braves. So I'm not making a list, didn't think I would, but I think as far as notable alumni – Deeper roster than your schools have.
And for sure. Better at the top, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If Rufio's on the board, yeah.
Rufio
that's hard
YG 1-2. Like, how are you stopping that?
That's hard to beat.
Yeah. Yeah. And Leon Neal, the he was a running back. Barely played in the NFL, but he makes the list as well.
Bum.
So but yeah, I've got a former NFL head coach, and I don't know if he's a Super Bowl winner. Antonio Pierce was he on one of those Giants teams?
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a Super Bowl winner. Michael's got a gold medalist, and who do you have?
Gary Kubiak,
Super Bowl winner.
There you go.
But I also got YG, so I win. All right. Before we get to the bulk of our conversation, Eric's got a question. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Michael. I just have a quick question. Is the Toxic Adventure going to come out this year or not? It's been on hold for a while. I'm just wondering. And also, I like the new Captain America movie. We had a little bit of seasoning in it. Will Anthony Mackie come back? I think it's a blessing.
The Anthony Mackie part, yeah, that's 100%.
You don't want to address the seasoning part of this question?
I'll leave that part.
Okay.
The Anthony Mackie will be back. I mean, I think that's no question at this point.
I believe so.
It might have literally been at the end of the movie. I forgot, but where they, like, Marvel is the movie company that goes.
That tells you.
So-and-so will return.
Yeah, he does pop. Yeah, exactly. So he'll be back. I think it'll probably be Avengers Doomsday is when he's back, because I think he has a prime role in that movie leading the team. And I think it was Toxic Avenger, the new version. It shows 2023, so I don't know where you can stream it, though, or watch it. But I would imagine it's out or coming out, if it hasn't already. I'm furiously Googling right now.
I can tell. Fury.
Yeah, very furious. I don't know. Like,
fast and furious.
It's out there,
too
so
fast.
If you want to check it out. Oh,
not
good
too,
Lord.
Definitely right. Not too fast.
All right. Never mind. All right. Eric, it is out there, but I don't know where you can stream it.
They're finding difficulties with securing a distributor. So right now it's been described as unreleasable due to – this is of July 2024. Unreleasable due to its gore and graphic content.
Wow. There you go.
So too gory. Too furious.
Apparently, unreleasable?
That's according to the blurb here. So, Eric.
Too gory, too furious. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, it's not any worse than what we did leading up to that. So, Michael, not your fault. You couldn't find any information.
It's got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sorry. The critics may love it, but it's too much, they think, for an audience to
92
take.
92 gory.
Maybe. And a little furious as well. So, Eric, keep waiting. Maybe find a hookup someplace and find a way to watch it. But right now,
not so much right now.
Not a chance. So Michael, the host of Comicast, he does that podcast with Jong Lee. And of course, they do an issue. They try to do an issue every week as long as the schedules work out. Issue 582 is out right now. Came out a couple days ago. You can find that. And it's pretty much a lot to do with the status of the DCU. We don't want to give away the entire podcast. Certainly, we want people to go watch. But what were the basis of your conversations for the Wednesday podcast?
Real quick, Variety reports Toxic Avenger will debut in theaters later this year.
So they found their distributor. So, look at that.
There you go.
I mean, Eric, you could have used Google as well. But Michael, because of how fast and furious he did it, got you your answer. Thank you to Michael Carroll.
DC-wise, there James Gunn and Peter Safran, I think it was last Friday, held a press conference quietly because we got all the news the Monday after that press conference on the Warner Brothers lot. So they literally went down the list of everything. So from Lantern, Superman, Supergirl, Clayface, I mean, the entirety of the projects, even stuff that hasn't technically been officially greenlit or has just only been rumored, they commented on it, and we discussed a lot of those different points and different things that are in the works. Like a Teen Titans movie, apparently there is a script being written by Anna Noguera, who's done the script for Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow is halfway through production. Clayface has a director, the director for the movie Speak No Evil with James McAvoy. I think his name is James Watkins, if I remember correctly. So, and that movie is going to be shooting later this year, and that was not originally planned for the DCU, but then when they're focused on scripts. If they get a good enough script, it'll get into production quicker than later, and hence why we're getting a Clayface movie before we get a Batman movie, just because the script is really well done, and a screenplay for that one was done by Mike Flanagan. We've talked about him, House of the Usher, yeah. Haunting of Hill House, all those stuff.
Called the Flanagan version. You can find all that stuff on Netflix.
So that one, I'm very curious about that one. That one's coming out next year. Matt Reeves has a script. He's still working on the Batman Part 2, but they like where it's at. So, I mean, we just kind of went through the gambit of different DC projects that are in the works right now. We actually got our first look at Lanterns yesterday. Yesterday or the day before, but
saw
it was
Aaron Pierre standing next to Kyle
Chandler.
Kyle Chandler,
and you
know him as Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
And you can see I mean, it's just them walking down a road, but you can see the Green Lantern ring on Kyle Chandler's finger. So there you go.
Other than the ring, if you would have just showed me the picture of those two guys, I would have been like, those are two superheroes in a superhero movie out of costume. Because they're both wearing the classic, like, no logos whatsoever, yep. No graphic tees. It is just, like, plain T-shirt,
very
jackets,
plain.
And jeans.
Yeah. And just
and
walking.
Maybe a hat. No, neither of them are wearing a hat.
Which was the...
But if they were wearing a hat, no logo on the hat.
Which is...
No.
Or I don't know where you buy them.
No branding.
In stark contrast from Joaquin Torres and what he got had going on.
I know.
And
he got
all
the
logos.
The NIL fund for yeah. Miami football.
And, like I said, he had a vintage Miami Heat jacket as well.
There was a lot of Miami Heat or Miami sports yeah. team
a bit too
Easter
much,
eggs.
Right, MC?
No such thing.
I don't think. I
think that's why the critics hated it, honestly.
Honestly, that was the, yeah, that was the real reason.
Like, get out of here.
It's a bunch of non-Heat fans.
I read something from IndieWire. It said, take your ass back to South Beach, Torres. So much hate. So much.
Wow.
So much hate.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, it's a lot of DC stuff this week. And then, of course, we yelled at the Shogun miniseries director, the original one, not the new
one.
Oh,
yeah, he came out and took his shot at the new one, which is winning, you know, all the awards.
What an absolute idiot. Just a moron.
Read
the
room.
The comments.
Read the room. Anna Sawai just won a Screen Actor Guild Award for her portrayal. It's been one of the more positively reviewed series in quite a while. And he can, hey, you know what? I'm going to come out and rip it. It's not even as good as mine, which one that's pretty problematic if you go back and watch it. But not as good as yours. Sure.
Apparently,
sure.
It wasn't entertaining for American audiences based off everybody I talked to. So, you know, like when you talk to everybody, I'm sure he's talked to like five people.
You mean when he went around and go, hey, is this one as good as mine? And people are like, yeah, no, of course not. Of course it wasn't as good as yours. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Sure, bro.
But as far as things that could be as good as the old Shogun or maybe worse, what is there out there to watch this weekend?
It's going to be a quiet weekend.
All right.
It's going to be the movie-wise, there's three wide releases this week. The biggest one being Last Breath, starring Woody Harrelson, Simu Liu, Cliff Curtis, Finn Cole, which is based on a true story about a diver Chris Lemons, who had his umbilical cable severed and became trapped around 100 meters under the sea without heat or light and with only the small amount of breathing gas in his backup tank. So it's actually an adaptation of the documentary that came out of the 2012 event, and it's directed by the same guy, Alex Parkinson. That's probably the biggest release this weekend, 78% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. So if folks want to go check that out, the other two wide releases, if you're an anime fan, you'll be happy with Mobile Suit Gundam. I'm going to be honest, I can't read the rest of this name. I have no idea.
You got enough out there.
It's GQ and then a bunch of U's.
Yeah. Anything you try probably will get you in a little trouble.
I feel like I will be, yeah, it would be bad if
just,
I tried that.
Yeah, so just stay away.
Mobile Suit Gundam for anime fans is out this weekend. There's another inspired by true event story, no address, but I would stay away from that one. That one looks
terrible.
Kind of bad.
Okay.
Limited-wise, there's two movies that probably would perk people's interests, and that is My Dead Friend Zoe, which is Sonequa Martin Green. She stars in that as a veteran army veteran who is suffering from PTSD and keeps seeing her friend from being killed in combat. Okay. But it's a dark comedy. It's got Morgan Freeman, Ed Harris. It's a solid cast for folks that want to check it out. 94%. Again, limited, so you might be difficult in terms of theaters.
Natalie Morales plays the dead mm-hmm. friend, not mm-hmm. the one you see on CBS or NBC.
No.
There's an actress by that same name as well, so it might be a little confusing for people who don't know the actress. But for me, I've seen her in some things. She I've liked her stuff, so I may just see it specifically because of her. Natalie Morales is in that. So 94 on Rotten Tomatoes, and what's the streaming service again?
It's that one's just a limited release.
Okay.
For a theater. So
okay.
For folks who want to go out to the theater,
got it.
You probably want to try and check that one out, but it may be difficult just to find a screening.
Okay.
There's also Riff Raff, which I'm gonna say pass on for folks. Which stars
Sean? You approached the mic when you heard Riff Raff.
Is it about the rapper?
No, it's not.
All right,
no,
then we're out then. You can see why I was interested.
Yeah, no. It stars Bill Murray, Gabrielle Union, Ed Harris, Jennifer Coolidge, Lewis Pullman, Pete Davidson. But yeah, don't. Just watch. Don't.
Okay, so I'll just watch Riff Raff music videos.
Yeah, just watch that instead. Yeah, cool. not about the rapper. Streaming-wise, it's kind of a quiet weekend. One of the biggest releases is Running Point, the new Netflix series that's kind of based on Genie Bus.
Yeah.
But
Kate Hudson's playing that role.
Yeah, Kate Hudson's, yeah. And it's, I think it's created by Mindy Kaling.
Okay.
You know, I don't.
I mean,
71%.
But you don't find it appealing.
Based off the trailer, I'm going to give it a shot. But based off the trailer, I was like, I think I'm just not a Mindy Kaling, like her style of comedy fan.
Michael.
No.
Against
no,
women in sports.
Yeah,
no,
I was going to say.
No.
It's just a subject matter about no. a woman navigating a male-dominated field. Blah.
It's been overdone. Never well. I'm out.
Don't you? Everyone watch that trailer. You tell me you're going to watch that show. You watch that and be like, yeah, I'm going to watch that. No.
71%?
No.
Enough people have seen it to say it's pretty good, Michael.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree.
Judge books by their cover now.
I watched Velma, which was done by Mindy Kaling as well.
So you're just out on her.
I gave up on that show because it was just bad. Like, I didn't laugh.
And Michael will watch
a
IP cartoon.
Yeah.
And you could not get through it.
No, it was bad. Like, did you ever see that?
Is it because of the race swapping of Velma? Is that why you didn't watch?
I walked right into that one. All right. I'm just going to move on.
Trust
you know
us. We're fully introducing Michael into our world, but Michael is not that guy. Don't worry about Michael.
He's not that guy.
He's fine. If he doesn't like it, it's because of the quality, not because of anything else.
Yeah.
He is just 0 for 2 in the last 2 minutes. But
well, we haven't seen him either, so I haven't watched Velma, so I can't say he's wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm not going to say it sucks. And I'm not going to say the Genie Bus show sucks either.
I watched Velma, and it sucked.
And he didn't say Running Point sucks.
He
just said it's not for him.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to give it a try.
Said not for him.
Yeah.
But it's probably not for me, based off the trailer.
Maybe for a check.
Of the Hudson siblings, he's more of an Oliver Hudson fan anyway, not a Kate Hudson fan. So there's a reason he won't watch it. He thinks Oliver's been outshone, unfortunately, by his sister. So, beyond running point, which we can joke about, but maybe it's not good. We will see.
Are y'all?
Actually, to be fair, I won't see. I'm not watching that. But what else is out there? No chance.
No chance. For folks that are maybe like fans of John Wick, there is a what I would equate to a John Wick-esque Japanese film that comes out on Netflix this weekend called Demon City. It's very much a tropey, like, hitman loses family and is going out for revenge. Mm-hmm. Emotional depths, not there. But if you want just over-the-top action, check out Demon City.
Okay.
And then another one, another just action thriller, Squad 36, which is a French film on Netflix as well this weekend. If you want just, like, action-type stuff, that's where you go for that. And then I didn't mention him last week because the Victor Wembanyama news kind of came out.
Yeah.
But last week I wanted to mention 1,000 Blows, which is a new show on Hulu.
I am watching. I've gotten through the first 3 episodes. Erin Doherty, I remember watching her. She played Princess Anne in The Crown, which is just one of Queen Elizabeth's daughters. If you don't know kind of the reference, she was pretty good in that. She's been some other things I've watched, like Chloe. It's pretty good on Prime. So I'm watching that. It's through three episodes, I enjoy it so far.
Tell me this, because I haven't had a chance to watch it as of yet, but it's a show, it's next up for me. It gave me Warrior vibes, which is the Andrew Koji show from Max and that Cinemax
went to
and
Netflix,
all that.
I would say it has some of that vibe, considering the fish out of water stuff, because we have two Jamaican men coming to London to make their way and try to and find some success. It also has kind of the styling of like the Sherlock Holmes, Robert Downey Jr. movies.
Oh, okay.
Not what you know, the
like some, the action sequences.
Some of that, and kind of the music behind it, and some of the jokes, stuff like that. Kind of has that feel as well, along with I'm blanking on Warrior as well.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of combo of those things. It's pretty entertaining. I'm enjoying it.
I mean, critics and audiences, 91% for critics, 78% with audiences. It's getting well reviewed. So it's a show
that's
high on my list.
Hulu.
That's on Hulu. Season 1 premiered. I think it's
or Disney Plus.
Yeah, Plus. But that's out there. And I think I mentioned Reacher season 3, but that's out as well.
Yeah.
So for folks who want to check
that
out.
We got some news. While I did watch the latest episode of Paradise, it's not real news. It's really just show news. Sean is going to go, not to preempt you again with some breaking news.
who else is out?
Yeah. Sean is going to lock in or try at least to watch as many episodes of Paradise that he can.
There we go.
Catch up in time for whenever it comes out next week.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
It's Monday night. That's when I think it comes out on Hulu.
I think so. I'm glad because there's more and more. Like, there was a couple of people on my timeline yesterday that were like, I just started it and loving it so far. And I'm glad you finally see the light.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then, I'll probably watch Running Point first. And
then, of course.
If I have time, I'll go with
if you can squeeze it in.
Because I'm an ally. Then I'll see what the.
I hate you. Well, I mean, I hate you right now.
I mean, he's the Velma head anyway, the mini Kaling version as well.
Velma head since way back.
Yeah. He'll let you get your take off, but he didn't stand.
I'm
going to
make your spot sound stupid later.
Price Picks coming up from Sean Mapes at some point. I got to go.
Recording at the 3:30.
I got to go in there and do a Monument Chevrolet too before I leave for the day. So Michael Carroll, the host of Comicast, along with John Lee, you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, you can hear it this upcoming Wednesday from 8 to 9 here on ESPN 97.5. We're done for the day. Thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Thank you.
You got Gallant and George with no Gallant. It'll be the same guys you heard yesterday, AJ, Sean, and Joe. Since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did. I'll talk to you on Monday.